Let's move to Senate Bill 109. Exempt certain insurers and intermediaries from mortgage lending licensing. Is that going to be used?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dick Gregerson. I'm a registered lobbyist for the American Council of Life Insurance. I would like to think this bill is kind of a housekeeping and a consent matter, calendar matter, so I'll be very brief. The purpose of this bill, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, is to exempt insurance companies from the licensing requirements under 54-14. This is the licensing provision for those people making mortgage loans. There are a number of parties that are exempt from this licensing requirement, including banks, real estate brokers, trust companies, and so forth. For some reason, when the exemptions were put into 54-14-2, they didn't list insurance companies. I think they should be. I can state that the banking commissioner approves of this legislation, the insurance division approves of this, and I know the banking association has no objection. So with that, if there's any questions, that's the sum and substance of this bill.
Questions of Mr. Gregerson? If not, thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 109, proponents? Are there opponents of Senate Bill 109? Anybody opposed? If not, we'll close the committee discussion or committee action on Senate Bill 109. Senator Brown moved to do pass. Is there a second? Second by Senator Valesky. Comments on the motion? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 109, go on the floor, do pass. We'll vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Wolf?
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting? Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. Senate Bill 109 will go to the floor with a due pass. Consent?
Seconded
by Senator McCracken. All in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Senate consent. Good. Okay, let's look here now.